Good afternoon, and you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is George Bashton, and welcome to today's show, the George Bashton Show, and this is episode 8, which is called The Languages of Rhythm, How Patterns Move Us. In previous episodes, we've explored how music changes through genres, cultures, technology, and atmosphere. Today, I want to focus on something that's at the center of almost every musical tradition, rhythm. Rhythm is one of the oldest parts of music. Long before recording studios or even written notation occurred, people were using rhythm to communicate, celebrate, dance, and tell stories. Even though different cultures have developed their own rhythmic styles, they all show how patterns of repetition can bring people together. Throughout this hour, we'll move through West African percussion, Latin music, funk, jazz, hip-hop, electronic music, and experimental sound. Along the way, we'll hear how artists use these rhythms to create movement, emotion, and connection. So first up, we have our first set of songs, and the first song we're going to play in this first set is Na Dunia by Sona Jabarte, which is going to be a really special, special song indeed.
Dunia kono kole ya kakele
is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Na Dunia by Sona Gibarte. Next up is going to be a different type of music, which is going to be Latin music. This one is going to be Alicia by Javier Jara. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Alicia by Javier Jara. Up next is Goldtooth by Lettuce. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Goldtooth by Lettuce. So this first set shows how rhythm becomes one of the foundations of music across different cultures. Sona Jabarte is a Gambian musician and is one of the world's best known kora players. Her music combines traditional Mandinka musical traditions with contemporary songwriting. So while keeping rhythm at the center of the performance, the rhythm also consists of traditional drums, percussion, brushes, and a balafon, which is a traditional instrument. Each instrument is arranged in a way to create a detailed environment that has instruments in the front, back, and supportive roles, as you've heard with first piece, using it to all create this environment. So from there, we move to Javier Jara, whose music focuses on Latin traditions, and Latin music is developed through the meeting of West African rhythms with European musical influences. And it creates layered rhythmic patterns that continue to influence musicians around the world. So apart from the percussion, there's also guitars that we've hear that used as rhythmic instruments instead of accompaniment instruments. And that accompaniment is being passed to strings, which you've heard in his song. And then the band Lettuce brings that same focus on groove into modern funk. So as you hear, their signature instrumental sound features these horn grooves and a tight rhythmic section of bass and drums. And it is often characterized by its high energy and live improvisation. So their music is built around tight rhythms and interaction between the musicians. And with it being funk, it all shows that sometimes the rhythmic section becomes just as important as the melody itself. Even though the artists come from different musical traditions, they all remind us that rhythm is sometimes something that people experience physically as much as they hear it. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, now we're going to do our second set of songs for this episode. First up in that second set, we have Un Poco Loco by Ping Pong Go.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard "In Poco Loco" by Ping Pong Go. Next up is going to be "Captain Colonel" by Flying Lotus. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was "Captain Colonel" by Flying Lotus. Up next is a UK artist, Nia Archive, song "Love Like." Let's go.
Knowing
This is CGSF 91.FM Burnaby, and that was Love Like by Nia Archives. So this set I've played for you explores how rhythm can constantly evolve while still connecting to different genres. So we had first Ping Pong Go, who is a Quebec artist, which made this piece Un Poco Loco, which is known for using playful instrumental music, and it blends jazz with analog synths, retro video game soundtracks, and 80s electro-pop elements. So using jazz always treats rhythm as something that is always flexible, and musicians listen closely to one another, and they switch their timing to and create conversations through improvisation rather than just following a strict pattern. Then the second song in this list was Flying Lotus, used the piece Captain Colonel, which uses the idea, which uses hip-hop production, combined out of jazz influences, electronic textures, and complex video game-like beats that make something that feels constantly moving. And the music shows that producers can use this rhythm as a creative tool and just make it as much as instrumentalists do. And then the last one is Nia Archives, who is a UK artist.